We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot is vowing decisive action to reduce Chicago Police Department overtime costs, which are still sky high despite a higher number of personnel. WBBM's political editor Craig Delabore has the story from City
Mayor
Hall.
Mayor Lightfoot says she's angry about reports showing the police department spent more than $67 million in overtime for the first half of this year, in spite of the highest personnel numbers in a decade. She says she's working with Superintendent Eddie Johnson and his staff to understand how this could happen.
We're looking at the detective division to understand why their overtime numbers are so high, particularly when their headcount is at the highest it has been in a very long time. So there will be nothing that we don't do to examine this problem and make sure that we have a very specific plan and accountability going forward.
The mayor acknowledges overtime will be a factor as she decides if Superintendent Johnson keeps his job, but she brands as nonsense a column by the Sun-Times' Michael Sneed saying she's already looking for his replacement. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The search is on for a man wanted in the shooting death of a 17-year-old girl last night in the back of the Yards neighborhood in Chicago. Judy Fields tells CBS2 that Treha Kelly is the third grandchild she's lost to gun violence.
I don't understand why they can't stop these people from doing all this shooting or protect the kids some kind of way.
Police say a man and the teen got into an argument before he pulled a gun and shot her multiple times near 52nd and Peoria.
A man is suing various Will County authorities in federal court.
Derek Moore of Joliet Township is representing himself in a federal lawsuit that names, among others, the Joliet Police Department and several lawyers and sheriff's deputies. According to the Joliet Herald, Moore says in 2017, he was falsely charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of certain dogs by a felon. Moore claims there was no probable cause to believe there was drug trafficking taking place at his home, and the dog charge, he says, was used as an excuse to carry out the raid. He says officers wrongfully seized almost a dozen dogs. Joliet police say they stand behind their officers. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Uber plans to hire 2,000 people over the next 3 years, primarily for its trucking unit. Last month, the ride-sharing company announced it's moving into the old Chicago post office. The new Chicago office will also serve as Freight's first engineering hub outside of San Francisco.
A Northwest suburban Prairie Grove businessman says an IDOT road improvement 4 years ago continues to leave his property underwater.
Jack Shields says he worries anytime there's a hard rain, or especially when frozen ground thaws and rains follow. He owns Jack's Auto and Tire Shop at Routes 31 and 176, the intersection redone in 2015, and what Shields says was the cause of his problems, with water draining onto his property through a pipe from the other side of Route 31.
My building gets surrounded by water on all four corners. We have a square acre here.
IDOT says it has tried to work with Shields and will continue to. In the meantime, the agency says there's a project in the planning stages to improve Route 31 in that stretch, but no timetable for when it will happen. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Hired security guards will again be on duty at tonight's Palos Township trustees meeting to keep protesters in line, and the presence of those armed guards is just the latest thing protesters are upset about.
The protesters got riled up 2 years ago when Palos Township trustee Sharon Brannigan made comments perceived as anti-Muslim and anti-Arab. Brannigan has apologized, but she says one protest group in particular won't let it go.
Take on Hate, very leftist organization.
Hussam Marajda is an organizer for the campaign to Take on Hate, still upset with Brannigan, but also upset the township's hired security guards to keep order at meetings after protests at those meetings.
It's inherently racist to kind of say, oh, well, these are barbaric and violent Arabs and Muslims.
Colleen Grant Schumann is the Palos Township supervisor.
I'm very confused as to how it's racist to have security where these protesters for 2 years have misbehaved.
Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Felony charges pending against a man who allegedly stabbed another man in the back during a fight early this morning in the 500 block of North State. The victim's condition was stabilized at the hospital. Well, many of us will never forget what happened on September 11th of 2001. A suburban service club makes a point of teaching people who are not alive at the time about the terror attacks.
The exchange Range Club of Naperville invites Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts to the remembrance ceremony each year at the city's September 11th memorial, dedicated to Navy Lieutenant Commander Dan Schanauer and others who were killed that day. The Daily Herald quotes the organizer of the event as saying his goal is to make sure future leaders of America know what took place during that horrific event so it never happens again. This year's guest speaker is Charles Johans, an Army reservist who helped build the memorial. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
With the holiday shopping season on the horizon, Amazon is moving to try to fill thousands of jobs across the country.
In an effort to fill 30,000 openings, online giant Amazon is holding job fairs in six cities across the country, including Chicago on September 17th. Amazon is offering positions in everything from software engineers to warehouse workers. All the jobs are full-time with benefits. Felicia Middlebrooks, News Radio 105.9 FM.
More and more hospitals in Chicagoland are using a unique program to ease patients' pain and stress. It's called virtual reality therapy, and it's popping up in hospitals across the state. Tina Bobo is a pain management specialist at Edward Hospital in Naperville. She says they've had three VR goggles for children. Now they're adding three more for adults.
We use the virtual reality therapy for relaxation and meditation, for anxiety, and for pain. Whether it's the effect on their distraction, where they're not thinking about their pain.
Edward is one of 14 hospitals across the country using VR in pediatrics.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.